Well, good Saturday morning, everybody. Welcome to Spotlight Saturday, a very special edition. IMCA on iHeartRadio. Glad to be your host today. Hope everybody's doing well on a Saturday morning. Today being March the 20th, 2021. Well, today we've got a great spotlight. I've spotlighted before. We got some extra music this time, a little different for you. We are going to spotlight Rich Mullins, the late Rich Mullins. He had a movie out on Ragamuffin, the story of his life. We're going to be talking a little bit about Rich here in just a moment. I want to remind you, too, you can always email me if you have any questions, comments, suggestions. MorningsBrew@gmail.com. Again, MorningsBrew@gmail.com. Also, friends, like us on our Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button. We'd sure appreciate it. Stand by one moment for a PSA announcement. There we go, iHeartRadio. And in case y'all didn't know, we are on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasting, Google Play. It, the list goes on and on. We're on Spotify. You can search me up, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Follow us for free on there, okay? We're going to talk a little bit about Rich. Richard Wayne Mullins was an American contemporary Christian music singer and songwriter. He was best known for his worship song, Awesome God, and Sometimes by Step. Rich was born in Rich was born October the 21st, 1955 in Richmond, Indiana. He died September the 19th, 1997 in Bloomington, Illinois. He had, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He had 5 siblings that would not be including himself, which would be a total of 6. That was Dave Mullins, Debbie Garrett, Brian Mullins, Sharon Robertson, Lloyd Mullins. You know, some of Rich's movies, we're going to go into that here in just a little bit. But before we do, we're going to play some songs on the late Rich Mullins. This is back in the early, early times of Rich. This is called Be With You.
Asking only for your grace.
Amen. That's a great song, isn't it? That's Be With You by Rich Mullins. I wanted to continue on a little bit for a little bit of interest. In September, it's going to be 24 years in September that singer-songwriter Rich Mullins lost his life in a car accident on his way to a benefit concert, as we well remember, in Kansas. We remember him from the hit songs like Awesome God and Sing Your Praises to the Lord. We're going to pause there for a moment, and I'm going to play his signature song, his first one, Awesome God.
Thank you.
That's right, boy. I tell you what, Rich Mullins had a way of getting those words out and reaching people. I know he touched my heart a lot. Well, this is CA on iHeartRadio as we continue to remember almost nearly 24 years ago a special spotlight tribute to Rich Mullins. A little more on Rich, I wanted to tell you guys, and there is quite a bit we can share on this. At the peak of his career, Mullins turned his back on fame and success. To live, actually, as we well remember, if you watch the movie Ragamuffin, on a Native American reservation in New Mexico, teaching music to children and sharing his simple hope in the gospel of Jesus. But he was such a magnificent performer whose boldly honesty ruffled the feathers of the music industry and fellow believers. But there's some things I want you guys to know. There's actually eight things, and I'm going to kind of go through them bit by bit on his bio here to help you, that you might not even known about Rich Mullins. One thing is that I will tell you is that Mullins, he struggled with fitting in. Again, I encourage you to watch that show, Ragamuffin. It talks about his whole life story and how he kind of got started. But friends said he was a complicated mix of talent and magnetism, pity and misery. Every single place he went, recalled one, he created community. Yet those same friends sensed a lingering loneliness as he is never fully a part of communities that grew around his popularity. Also, I want to tell you too that Mullins was a piano. He loved the piano. I mean, he really did. He began playing piano at guess what age? 4 years old, practicing in the rural Indiana church. Oh, I love those small country churches. And picking up the tunes in between his sister's piano lessons. He also wanted to add them in his own flourishes to the music as written. Something else you didn't know about him too, but he couldn't change a light bulb. In a part of the country where sports ability and mechanical savvy were highly valued, Rich was more of the artistic one. He literally could not change a light bulb, said his sister. He was incapable. We're going to play a song right now back in 1986, Hold Me Jesus.
Sometimes my life Brought me to you, and if I
Amen. Boy, Rich knew how to get those musics, didn't he? That was back in 1991, If I Stand. Well, continuing on, some of the other things that we would want to know about Rich is his compassion made him different. In fact, at age 6 years old, friends, Mullins announced that he wanted to be a missionary. And from an early age, he had known for his caring heart. In fact, his brother shared that when they watched John Wayne movies, Mullins would cry if the Indians were shot. True story. The pastor also challenged him to think. You know, during the years in Indiana, the Mullins family pastor challenged him to read scripture for themselves as he preached. He insisted that they not take his word for it, but look for the context in verses before, after sermon texts. Years later, Mullins said the Bible does not give the answers fitted to our small-minded questions, but the truth that goes beyond what we even know to ask. Another thing about Rich is he struggled with the spotlight. After the first time he played the piano in church, around, say it was around 10 years old, Rich was asked how he thought he did. Well, he said, pretty well, he replied. People seemed to enjoy it. They clapped. He was properly told that if people clapped for his performance, he did not point them to God. That early influence shaped him later in his misery and in his ministry. Excuse me one moment on that. Tongue twister. Rebellion also marked his early life. Mullins was known to skip school, and in fact, one day his high school administrator called home to ask where he was. His mother replied and had left at that time. She assumed he was in class, but she knew that he wasn't. At the local Methodist church, that is, playing music, of course. College friends did give him a boost, as we should know. Mullins got his performing start with the Christian band. Remember the band when you watch Ragamuffin called Zahn. Playing at coffee houses, high schools, and youth group gatherings in Cincinnati area. As he preached between songs, the group grew into a ministry. Many of his Zahn friends would remain with him the rest of his life. During his life, Rich Mullins challenged the sensibilities of what it means to follow Jesus in today's world, said James Brown Smith, the professor and author who wrote a biography, if you get a chance to get the book on Mullins. And now in his death, he challenges all of us to build upon the legacy of joy, compassion, and brokenness, unblinking honesty, and a wonder of awesome God. Amen. So that should give you a little bit of bio and a little bit of history on Rich Mullins as we conclude with some more Rich Mullins music. I got one I'm going to play for you. And this one is We Are Not As Strong As We Are. Enjoy. Thank you.
We are. waves crashing, tide rolls out. It's an angry sea, but there is no doubt that the lighthouse will keep shining out to warn a lonely sailor. And the lightning strikes and the wind cuts cold through the sailor's bones, through the sailor's soul. So there's nothing left that he can hold except a rolling ocean. Oh, I am ready for the storm. Yes, so ready. I am ready for the storm. I'm ready for the storm. Seems to tell me what it really means to be this lonely sailor. When the sky begins to clear, the sun it melts away my fear, and I cry a silent weary tear for those who mean to love me. Oh, I am ready for the storm. Yes, sir.
Amen, and I hope you guys enjoyed that special tribute as we remembered on Spotlight Saturday, our very special Spotlight Saturday night with the late Rich Mullins, and I hope you guys got a lot out of it. I hope you got blessed with the music. So again, tune in later on down the road when we have to have this going on. Special edition of Spotlight Saturday with CA. Hey, remember the sun rises on the other side, and I want you guys to enjoy life. L-I-F-E, explanation point. Thanks so much, gang. We'll talk to you later. Bye for now.